Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it like...
2 p.m, yes, I know. I didn't get to sleep till around 4.
Aww.
And I still haven't eaten yet.
Oh, well, too bad. We have to podcast.
I'm bad I have to podcast then.
Hmm?
So, come on, it's been how long? Around a year now since we last did a podcast.
Pretty much, yes.
And I'm thinking all our fans have given up and walked away anyway.
No. They'll come back. They always do. They're like stray cats.
Yeah, you do know this is going in the podcast. So.
Oh, it is?
Hi, fans. You're stray podcast cats now. You'll always have to send Emma emails of purring and meowing.
And but I love cats.
And even draw little pictures of you clawing her up for not bothering doing a podcast.
Alright, well, let's get this started properly. Welcome to Arl Tangents, the People's Tangent. This is episode 004. I'm British My Voice with my amazing English co-host, Zionan. And my microphone probably skipped at least 3 times during that introduction.
No, not at once.
Awesome. I have so much faith.
I think
we're anyways,
the People's Tangent. Because we haven't been around. We haven't actually been here for the people.
Shh.
So we're not the People's Tangents anymore.
Alright, well...
We're not even a tangent. We're an afterthought.
No, we're the tangent.
We're an afterthought.
We're the tangent... No, we're the tangent that never updates. That's our, like, every...
Tangent, that's an afterthought.
Every podcast has a thing. Our thing is that we almost never update. It's like 3 episodes a year. We're gonna be like the longest. We're gonna be the longest running podcast with the least episodes. We're gonna be famous.
That's freaking what my thing on Deviants are. I'm around, but I never comment because I never have the time.
Scott actually made fun of you for never commenting in one of his flashes. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
I started cracking up, like, it's Zionan! And he never comments! Oh, look, he's holding a sign!
See, I'm famous for it.
You are, and now the tangent's going to be too.
No.
Alright.
Because I'm leaving the tangent, my ha 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 ha, and I'm starting my own podcast.
You can't.
What?
That's like what I did to Ian. You can't do that to me, that sucks.
You mean it'd be fate, or irony?
Irony, yes. Fate, yes. Mean, yes.
It's not mean if it's irony. It's meant to happen.
What? No, it's not.
You just admitted it. You called it fate.
Oh, whoops. I meant unfate.
So it's destined that I leave without starting another podcast. Okay, I can live with that.
No, what? No. Can you not do what you just said, please?
Not leave. So by not leaving,
yeah.
I'm leaving. Okay.
No, I just... Oh, God, I...
Even after I've just woken up, I'm still smarter than you.
I just woke up too, and you had more sleep.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, I had 8 hours sleep without food.
Okay, I had... it takes me a while to count. I don't know. But anyways, what has happened since the last tangent? Like, in art news or, you know, world exploding? That's not true.
Nothing.
That's not true.
Well, I can give you future speak because I am, what, a couple of hours ahead of you and the world is still okay at 2 o'clock.
Awesome. I am looking forward to it.
There's no global invasion, no nothing.
Alright, cool. So, I don't know. One of the things that I definitely wanted to talk about is Sky Joe's flash animation, This Is Ume. I'm totally pronouncing that wrong. I've lost all my Japanese skills.
Just leave it as
I would say... Hmm?
Leave it as that. Give something for Sky Joe to have a go at you about.
Oh, yeah. Sajako. Go me.
And that, that's just rubbing salt in the wound.
Okay, I'm sorry. Jeez. I try and comply and I get yelled at. I'm done.
I didn't yell at you.
I know. That's my verb.
But you
that's my verb.
The proper use of exclamation marks. You sound
mean. I'm sorry I use punctuation in sentences.
But you don't need to put exclamation marks after every word.
Only when I'm excited.
Which shows that you're angry. And so when you ever say to
someone,
you fill it full of exclamation marks.
That doesn't mean I'm angry.
Using capital letters shows you're excited. Using exclamation marks is you're angry. Because fine, capital letter marks is still fine. Fine with letters mark, exclamation mark is fine! It's the shouting thing.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Algebra. Anyways,
I'm wondering why Skyzer thought you were yelling at her. It's because you exclamation marked her to death.
Oh my god. How many times do we have to have this horrible, horrible conversation?
Well, if you want to speak about this as Ume, I have something I could show you, which I'm not supposed to.
Ooh, do it, 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 do it.
It's meant to be just for Skyjo, but...
I'm so excited. Alright, so, totally butchering the name, as I always do, for any of Skyjo's works. This is Unmei.
How can you get don't trip wrong? Or pick up?
Huh?
How can you get don't trip or pick up wrong?
Alright, I was making a jibe at the name thing. Sorry to offend you.
I'm not offended. I'm asking how and why.
I'm being sarcastic. Okay, you want me to mispronounce those?
Go for it. You can't.
Oh. No, I totally can. I totally can. Just give me a second. Okay, so the proper one is don't trip. It could be don't tripe. And actually, I would never say that, but there you go. That's mispronounced.
No, it's not.
And then
it's spelled completely different.
No. So I'm saying it like phonetically or something.
Tripe has an E at the end of it.
You have an E.
Nope. And you know how to spell my name, but there is no E's.
Yeah, well, I have two E's, so...
So you are an E.
Suck it. I'm an E. Okay. And then pick up.
No wonder nobody listens to the podcast. Ran by a drug.
Shut
up. Yet it's not even addictive.
Well, Mrs. Unmei is... I like how it takes us 10 minutes to get around one subject. Is the sequel to Don't Trip...
10 minutes.
Oh, I exaggerate, okay? I'm sorry.
It took an hour just for her to take a step. Look at that. Is that exaggeration enough for you?
Yes. Shut up. This is in May. It's the sequel to Don't Trip. And
I thought it was Don't Tripe.
I'm going to punch you through this microphone if you don't stop.
What, so I have to stand up for Skyjo while you bully her?
I'm not bullying her. I'm sending her a present and she's freaking out. She thinks it's a bomb.
Well, it could be.
It's not.
It could be.
It's not.
Who knows?
It could be, but it's not.
Little trip-shaped trinket bombs.
Okay, no. I'll talk about those later, though. I've got them mostly done. They're really close now. I'm serious. I'll send you a picture while we're podcasting.
Wow. But yeah, since it's for the sequel of This Is Ume, she's had my help designing all the new characters and outfits.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done a sketch of like all of them.
That's really cool.
Which only Skyjo has seen, and I haven't even bothered uploading it on DeviantArt. Ha 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 ha. Because I never upload anything on DeviantArt.
How would you do that? Neither do I. I just totally mispronounced that sentence. Go me.
Well, let's see.
Huh? just figured out a new setting on my camera. Go me.
And what setting is that? And how long have you had this camera?
Not very long, and I... Well, it's like I knew it was there, I just never used it. It was the macro setting.
Oh my god, you've just till now figured out the setting cameras all have. Wow. Go you!
Okay, no, I knew it was there, I've just never used it.
Go you!
I'm actually... I'm not bad with cameras, okay?
You make it sound like it.
Shut up. Alright, we seriously need to talk about the animation, and then you can just harass and berate me.
I thought this was the tangent. We don't need to talk about anything.
This is true, but I really want to, because it's an amazing flash. Amazing.
I won't disagree with you there.
Huh?
I won't disagree with you there.
Alright, cool. It's the sequel to Don't Trip, and I have always loved Don't Trip. I thought it was, like, amazing. I've watched that thing so many times. I still watch it. I don't know. I just like it, okay? Like, shut up. God. Mrs. Unme was...
She's coming for you. You know that.
I do. I do know she's coming for me. From the south.
No, you're going that's for where her. She
oh, my God. I am. Whoa. No.
With, like, Black Ops gear, a balaclava, some wire cutters for some, no reason at all.
No.
Down streets to say, Skyjo, where's Skyjo?
No. I'm going to Atlanta in, like, 2 weeks.
So you're coming to see both of us without actually seeing us. Since you're also coming to
I know. It's so annoying. No, okay, but let's just talk about the animation real fast. I'm just going to, like, blurt out, like, basic praise towards it. Because I know that I have to explain the whole, you know, dramatic, whoa, and I'm going to Atlanta thing. It's an amazing scene.
It's about the adventures of Uli, who's the most boringest person in the world, who gets in the most phantasmagorical of happenings and incidents. It's explained. Was it that hard?
Fine, I guess. Jeez. Well, I don't know. I just... Shut up. It's a really sweet animation. You guys should go see it. Just please check out Skyjo's DeviantArt page and click on This Is Unme. It's got...
It's also on Newgrounds. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. It's also on Newgrounds. It's probably... You know what? I'm going to check something. Ooh, file received. Do-do-do, file received. Oh, I wish I could show this to people.
But you can't.
Oh, God, that sucks.
This is
so cool. I'm not gonna, like, you know, give it away, but the one on the right concerning her leg from the last animation.
Yeah, because if you watch that animation, she did take a few pretty bad falls.
I know, she crashed right through those bleachers, and then, you know, Uli falls right on her, and she's, like, crying, and it's like, oh, God. All right, let me see. I'm stuck in caps lock. All right, so basically, I can explain what I was talking about earlier. In 6 days, I, British my voice, am actually going to England. For the first time ever. I'm very, very excited.
You won't visit her English counterpart.
I'm going with a group, and it's this really jam-packed, busy schedule. It is not, by any means, a leisure trip. We've got this super strict agenda. So, I'm actually not going to be able to visit Zionan or any of my other English buddies, even though I'm going to be, you know, right in London for a couple days. So I'm kind of sad, but I'm also going to France, and I'm going to be chilling there for a couple days, and then I'm moving on to Belgium, and then I'm ending my trip in the Netherlands, and then I'm heading back to the States, and I'm going to be coming through Atlanta, which is over by Skyjo. So yeah, I'm going to be going, you know, right by everyone without them actually you know, seeing me.
You'll regret it for the rest of your life, because you would have had the chance to see us, but didn't. And that would be, like, the only chance you'll ever get.
Except that, you know, I'm probably going to go to England again when I'm older and have money.
That doesn't mean I'll still be here or anyone else.
Well, I'll come find you, won't I?
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. I will stalk you. I'll go in my little black ops suit with my little balaclava and my little wire cutters for no particular reason, going, where's Zion? Where's Zion? Where is he? Where is he?
That's if you can find Skyjo first.
Why do I have to find Skyjo first?
Because we started this because you were going to hunt down Skyjo.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll find her first and then you. Alright. You can see the original music video for This Is In May by, oh, I'm going to screw this up.
Melon. KB? KAB? Whatever it is. On YouTube.
Kinanebi. Kinanebi? I'm like trying to do it Japanese, but it's coming out English.
Okay, basically, you can find the people who did the original song on YouTube. You type in This Is In May.
Yep, and that's spelled UNMEI.
If you've seen the animation, you'll know how it's spelled.
Yeah, I know. But if they don't see the animation and they just want to listen to the music first, now they will.
But then they don't deserve to.
Yeah, that's probably true. I'm pretty sure the band's name is Melon Island. Yeah. Can you be? I think that's Island. I really don't know. I never learned that. Oh man, I'm really excited for England.
If you go to an island in Japan, you'd be screwed.
Can you hear that?
I heard a click.
I'm listening to the animation right now just because it's so ridiculously addicting. Have you, gone through it really slowly and, looked for all the inside jokes?
On the chalkboard and such.
Yeah, so funny.
The best one I like is all the secret notes on the piece of paper. Elu and Mal.
That was hilarious. Oh, I was laughing so hard. I like paused it right on that. I'm gonna do it again and read it off. Oh, she's got a reference to Gordon versus Evil. I was really excited when I saw that. I was like, I know that one.
She's also got a reference to Red Dwarf, the old British comic.
I know, Holly. Yeah, in the robot. I just saw that too. I was like, oh my god, is that Holly? Like, I was watching it yesterday, and I'm like, oh, hey, there's a face in there. Because I was always watching, like, the other screens, and then I watched it, like, again this morning, and I was staring really closely at it, and I was like, Holly! It's Holly! Started freaking out. Yeah. She couldn't tell. I love Red Dwarf. That's another, if you guys are looking for a amazing British sci-fi comedy deal, check out Red Dwarf. It's an amazing show. It's so funny.
It's a cult classic.
It really is. It's, you get hooked. I love the theme song, too. Alright, I'm trying to upload this picture so you can see it, but my camera is like, no! Come on.
Your camera is crazy.
Alright, let's see. The note says, we are rambunctious youths passing notes in class. Indeed, we amuse ourselves by passing small snippets of communication discreetly. Behold, I have depicted our teacher in a blatant misrepresentation for comedic effect. I find mildly discourteous I can't even pronounce that word. Thank you. Of authority figures, pleasantly humorous, as do I, hence figure one of this conversation. Figure one, Jackie Baked. That's, like, amazing. Isn't that character's name Jackie, too?
Yeah, that's why she's called Jackie.
Well, no. Haven't you ever heard the song Jackie Big Tits?
Yeah, that's why she's called Jackie.
Oh, right. Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, wait. Oh, I get it. No. Like, I knew she was named Jackie, but I didn't realize it was after the song.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure...
That's why she has big tits. Duh.
Thanks. All right. Yeah, I'm actually pretty sure that Skyjo's next animation after the love I'm searching for is going to be called Jackie Big Tits. She was asking me if I wanted to do VA for it. Ow! That hurt. So that's something to be excited for.
And then the next animation after the love I'm
I have no idea what that's going to be.
Is Pickup 3.
Oh, yeah. Do we have any idea what that's going to be called?
Pickup Act 3. It doesn't have different names like This Is Ume, doesn't it? It just has Pickup 1, Pickup 2, and Pickup 3.
No, that's not true. Pickup 1 was called Pickup...
Subtitles, like,
Taste of Snow?
Yeah, Taste of Snow. But it'll be just Pickup...
I've never called Pickup 2 Pickup 2. I've always called it Taste of Snow.
But then, one of the choices of music was really good that I listened to. But it didn't really match it, so I have no clue
what was that?
Huh?
Which one didn't match?
I can't tell you. It's all top secret. Hush, hush.
Come on.
Ha ha ha. No, the secret shall die with me.
You can tell me.
It also leads to another really cool concept she has for another Flash series she'll do once she's finished Pickup, if she does it.
Man. If I could animate, I would have made Inspired story like ages ago. Every time I like open Flash and animate, it's just like really fuzzy and I have like a minor seizure.
What? No, the mic's playing up. What did you say?
Oh, I was just saying how I cannot animate.
And if you could?
Huh?
And if you could animate?
Yeah, now I can't hear you. Woohoo! Behold, Arl Tangent, the skipping.
And if you could animate?
Oh, I would have done Spire Story ages ago. I've got the music, I've got the voice actors and everything.
It's not the fact you can't animate, it's the fact you're not putting in enough practice.
This is...
Your silence says it all. Aha, the skipping tangent.
Ah. I love that.
Neat.
No, don't.
It means me. One nice touch for it was the person who it all actually inside in on This Is Ume.
Huh?
I forget it. Forget it. Try to make it a good...
I don't know what you're saying.
Forget it. Forget it.
Okay. 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 I'm sorry. Okay. In a couple days, this Saturday, in Allendale, Michigan, they are having the JFAX convention, which is a big old anime convention at Grand Valley State University. Yours truly is attending, and I'm very, very excited for it. I've got my Haruhi Suzumiya cosplay all set. And, yeah, if any of the fans listening are in the area and attending JFAX, just look for the loud one dressed as Haruhi and come say hey. That would be really awesome.
Everyone would actually have seen this by then.
What? We're going to have this up by Saturday.
Are we?
Yes, we're going to have this up by Saturday.
But I'm the one who has to upload it, so are we?
Yes, we are. I'm telling you. Please.
I don't even remember the stuff to even upload stuff anymore. It's been a year. What do you expect?
What?
I don't know how to upload anything anymore.
It took me 3 tries to get the password to the website, right? I felt kind of sick. I was like, is this thing?
And now you have started to cut up really badly, so... Welcome to the Zymon Show! No BMV, none of the time.
Hey.
Well, you keep
I'm still here. It's not, though. It just happens.
so I shall take over the show since I'm the one recording it.
You can, when I'm, you know, not here.
Nah, too much hassle.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we don't ever upload. It's the same reason.
Too much hassle to do it on my own.
Hmm?
It'd be too much hassle for me to do it on my own, because I'd also have to think of content. Not just
stuff. Yeah, I know. That's why I called you, and I'm like, sign in, we need a podcast.
Also, so I can record it as well.
I can record it, but you're the co-host, and it's fine if you're not here. Because you make this fun.
Yeah.
I just gave you a compliment. I'm being totally honest. I need you for this show.
Yeah, to do all the stuff you can't be bothered to do.
Mm-hmm.
To do all the stuff you can't be bothered to do. Like, recording it, editing it, uploading it.
Hey, I've broadcast before.
Yeah. None of them they weren't with the effects or anything.
They weren't good that I did them.
Okay, you can upload this one then.
Awesome. Whatever. Are we playing this? Because remember how we had that one episode? I think it was the third one. It was amazing.
You mean the one you had put music behind it all?
Well, yeah, I know you did, but are we going to do that again? Because that was really awesome. I loved that.
But then none of the music was actually pod safe, so.
What do you mean?
Well, there's certain music which is like royalty free, which is pod safe music. So if we've got express permission, we can use it in our podcast.
All right, well, do you have a playlist of what we played last time? I'll just read off the names. I know we had Scotty Doesn't Know by Lustra. I love that song.
No clue what the rest of the song is, well.
All right. I know we had a Zelda song, too.
Did we?
Mm-hmm. I can play Fratelli's in the background. I've been listening to Costello music a lot lately. Oh, that stuff's good. Got My Nuts from a Hippie and Old Black and Blue Eyes are amazing.
Well, I've got that. I haven't listened to the whole album yet, though.
Oh, you've got to. It's so good. I love the Fratellis. That's like when I go to England, I've got like this music, this money saved up. I'm seriously just like buying music there.
If you're going to do that, go to Virgin or to HMV because you can get buttloads of music cheap.
All right, I will do that. I don't know what either of those stores really are, or if they have them in London, or if I can even get near any of them.
They'll definitely be in London. If you're going near any major tube station, you'll be able to get into a Virgin Megastore.
Seriously? That's awesome. All right, I will go there for my music then.
There you go, I should get a commission on Virgin now. I've sent Americans to their store. Another good band, English band, you might want to check out is The Wombats.
The Wombats?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll check that. I don't know why, but my camera just doesn't want to work today.
Thank you.
I like them.
Yeah.
I do, very much.
Well, this is co-directed by the Wombats.
Very.
Voila. Another song that you might know is their major song is Let's Dance to Joy Division.
This is awesome. I love it immediately. Very cool.
Voila.
That was awesome. Okay, what album was that?
That's The Wombats, a guide to... The Wombats proudly present a guide to love, loss, and desperation.
Very cool.
Another,
all right, I'm definitely going to have to pick that up.
Another good band I've just got is the Kooks.
I love the Kooks. Play Jackie Big Tits.
She wants to go to the seaside. I'm not trying to say that every...
Yeah. Just for Jackie.
And this one's dedicated to Sky Jones.
For a freaking radio station.
An illegal radio station.
This evening for you, on another hotel room.
But if we stop there, we're not as illegal because it's only a 30-second clip.
Then it's okay.
But not for the first two songs. We're in trouble for that.
Oh, whoops.
So go on, talk.
I'm looking up some stuff.
What are you looking up?
Huh? I'm trying to find the original Aural Tangent arts plural that you made.
That I made?
Mm-hmm.
They're on the web.
When we all did it. I know, I'm looking at them, I'm looking for them right now.
I'm looking for them, they're at what is it, karoshi.podomatic.net or .com?
Huh? Oh, no, I'm going through your Deviant.
They're not in my Deviant.
Oh, they're not? Are you playing your little ukulele?
My little ukulele doesn't go this deep. I'll get my little ukulele if you want.
It's okay. Ah, oh, why am I still in caps lock? Alright, so I know we've got one of the iPods is black, another one is blue, and then there's the other one pink. Ah, I'm dropping stuff. Yep. What color blue? Is it like a dark blue or a light blue?
Baby pink blue.
Baby pink?
blue.
You just totally contradicted yourself there, but okay. Confused.
It's purple if it's baby pink blue.
It's purple? What was that?
What?
I have to check on something.
I
have to do exactly what you did during one of the shows.
Which is?
You'll see. Actually, you won't, because it probably won't have that music, but oh well. If anyone can hear this slightly, they'll probably know what I'm playing.
So you're just playing a game, then?
No, I'm checking on something. Thank you, Zion. Where do I go? Where do I go? Alright, mine was like a pink purple, hers was dark blue, and yours was black. Okay. Are you gonna play this little song?
No, I'm just practicing.
Alright, fair enough.
On your bass guitar.
On your bass guitar.
Since I have to practice now. Since my friend wants to come over and jam.
Nice.
But then even more most of the time I just come up with stupid songs.
I want to hear a song.
No.
Aww. But play for a second.
We might do a podcast and put up the stupid songs we come up with.
Ooh. It's cool. Do that.
We should involve no more tangent.
Aww. But I like the tangent.
You kind of like the tangent. Oh,
I said, but I said, but I like the tangent. I love the tangent. It's our adopted child.
Maybe your adopted child. And now my ukulele.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Oh, sorry. I'm in the global trading station on Pokemon Pearl.
So you're playing Pokemon.
Yep. Yeah. Oh wait.
See, I did it without broadcasting it.
Oh, I got the wrong one. Are Shieldians any good?
Huh?
Shieldians?
Nah, not really.
Wow. Get off. Those are the only fossils I can get. How do you get to that little spot in the center?
I don't know, I haven't played in ages.
I've played in the underground?
Game several times already. It has lost my interest.
I haven't completed it because I haven't really wanted to. I'm just playing around, it's fun.
Now, if you beat the Elite Four, it opens up a whole load, a buttload more things for you.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Like, you can bring in old Pokemon and shit.
I know, I really need to do that, because that's, like, the whole reason I wanted to play this game.
So, at the moment, I have my main team of Blastoise, Charizard, and Venusaur.
Do you, for serious?
Yeah, they're my favorite.
That's amazing.
It's either that, or...
Now, I'm gonna play...
I also have, just all the turtle ones I can find. So, I've got Blastoise, Torterra, Torkoal... And then, like, my three main lineup.
I think Zynan likes turtles.
Yep. I'm a turtle hermit.
Now I'm playing Sapphire, and the switch is just painful in my eyes. But I I have my favorite Pokemon ever is Salamence. Just, I don't know. It's the ultimate. I love it. Huh?
Salamence. He's a cop out.
What?
Cop out.
No, Salamence is amazing.
That's like Tyranitar. They're just a cop out.
No, no, he's not.
Cop out.
No. I love my Salamence, okay? Raised him from a Bagon to a little Shelgon, and now he flies. I helped him to achieve his lifelong dream, okay?
Not all Pokemon's lifelong dream is to evolve. Come on, haven't you seen the actual anime of it? Or the cartoon?
No, Shelgon's lifelong dream is to fly. That's why he would throw himself off of cliffs. Because he wanted to fly.
Then get on an aeroplane.
It's not nice. He wanted to fly on his own. He wanted wings. And I helped him.
Yeah.
I did.
You're living your dreams through your Pokemon. It's a sad, sad day.
It's not true. I don't even remember. Let's see. Oh, wow. I've got a sweet lineup. I've got my Salamence, a Kyogre, my Rayquaza, my Swampert, a Metagross, and for some reason I have a Machoke. Honestly, don't know why he's in there.
You do know now this podcast has become terribly, terribly geeky.
Well, we were born of the Wadj, so...
You were, not me.
I wasn't born of it. The podcast was. No, I said we were, as in the
little fangirl who did the fan art, yeah.
Yeah, back when I was like 13.
A whole lot's changed, hasn't it? Apart from you betraying them and leaving them.
I didn't betray them. They just always treated me like crap.
And whose fault is that?
Ian sitting there like, no, we didn't. No. He's fun to talk to sometimes, but he... I don't know. He's Ian.
Yes, Ian, Emma thinks you suck.
I didn't say that.
Lie.
It just wouldn't have...
Lie to the podcast audience.
What? I don't think Ian sucks. I just think he could have paid a little more attention to people who weren't, you know, a video game. I don't even know what to talk about now. Hey, can I pull someone else into the podcast?
No. That'd be what? Mean and harsh and cruel and rude.
To why? Who? Me? Or them?
No, to me.
To you?
Yeah, because you're pulling in other people I don't even know.
You know her.
Who?
Alyssa.
Who?
Kardashi.
Oh, the person you, like, sent to add me, and then not. Whatever you want. I'm only here recording the thing.
No, you're the co-host.
Just here recording the thing.
Do you care or not? Don't be a poop about it. Just answer the question.
Do I care or not? Not really. I just like making a hassle.
Alright, I'll ask her if she wants him.
I should be able to play the Mission Impossible theme song, but I can't remember it now.
Oh, I used to know how to do that. There you go.
Nearly. I haven't played my bass in ages. The
bass is
your fingers really badly.
Yeah, I bet.
I thought you were going to ask someone else.
Yeah, I'm asking if she wants to. I'm just gonna call her.
And here you can see, audience, how manipulative Emma is.
I didn't do anything.
Exploiting people for her own needs.
I'm not exploiting her. I was talking to her anyways.
Abuse. Abuse.
It's not abuse.
Abuse.
You're abuse.
Yes, I'm abuse. I'm a term.
You are.
I'm a word. I'm not a living person.
What?
Of course not. That's not possible.
I just sneeze.
Then sneeze.
I'm getting there. Okay. What?
Bless you.
And what? She's being, like, stupid.
How's she being stupid?
She's just, like, gaping.
Gaping?
She's, like, afraid.
Why? It's not like we're live. I should plug in that.
I told her we're not live, and she's like, oh. She doesn't even get that we are recording, though.
Don't tell her we're recording.
I'm not.
Just say it's like a pre-warm-up thing.
We're so manipulative. And by that I mean clever.
You're so what?
We're clever. Okay. Awesome. You here? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Okay, there we go.
Yay! Well, to our old tangent.
Alright, then.
Zina is messing around with his bass in the background. Okay. That's what that noise is. How are you?
Okay.
Tired?
Shh. No, why?
I'm just asking, I am. Zionin woke up a little while ago, too.
You late sleepers, you.
I have reasons.
Really, now?
Yep, like I didn't get to sleep till, what, 3-4 o'clock?
Haven't something like that.
In 2 days.
I keep telling you to eat.
Eat, eat, eat.
This morning, well, I slept with my windows open, and I probably would have slept in a lot later than 8, but there was this, like, bird outside my window, and it kept going, like, and it just kept making that noise, like, every 3 seconds. I'd wake up, and I'd be like, shut up, bird, and it would be like, and I'd be like, shut up, bird, and it would be like, let's call Alyssa.
Go on, then.
Alright.
Well, before we conference her back, shouldn't we say, okay, welcome back to the second part. I lost my internet for a good 10 minutes, but we shall continue where we left off once we call our person back.
Yeah, we were kind of just chatting while we were waiting for Zionin.
We're not here because it was not recorded.
Mm-hmm. Which is unfortunate because it was some really cool stuff.
Right.
Not really. We were just being stupid.
It takes an idiot to do something cool.
Alright, thank you. Alright, hold on a sec. Alright.
You held me. You put me on hold.
Yeah. And now I can invite her conference.
I apologize to anyone who actually does play the bass.
Right, here we go. No worries. Alright, now we are back to our old tangent. After that brief Zionin update interruption thing.
Okay. Where's my internet? How is that an update?
I don't know. I meant to say something else, but then that just sort of came out.
Very nice, very, very nice.
Shut up.
Oh my god, for 10 minutes.
Huh?
while I died from the World Wide Web for 10 minutes.
Pretty much. Let's see.
Something.
I'm looking for stuff. I'm trying to do things.
You had 10 minutes to do things.
That was so much longer than 10 minutes, wasn't it?
Okay, you had... That works against you. You had even longer than 10 minutes.
I know, and I've been doing stuff the entire time.
So you should be eating.
Alyssa made waffles, I ate, I got dressed, and now I'm working on art again.
Question mark.
What?
Dot, dot, dot.
Hmm?
Art. Question mark. As in, what art?
Oh, it's just the tangent stuff. Ah.
Was it that hard to say at the beginning?
No, I just didn't say it.
No more goodies for you, then.
Huh? Shut up, Alyssa. You don't even know. You'd better get that wig, otherwise I'm just going to cut your hair.
No, no, don't touch my hair. Oh my god, I need it for the next day.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Welcome to the Tension, the American Girl chatting place.
No, she just needs a specific wig for JFax, and if she doesn't get it on time, I'm just going to chop her hair off.
No, you're not. I'm going to kick you before you even get anywhere near my hair.
Home of the fangirl, and one guy has to record it.
You know you love us.
Love you so much, I'll hang up on you right now.
Hello! Hey, I'm not doing it. She is. Blame her.
No! Hey, whose side are you on?
The side that doesn't get hung up on.
Yes.
It's not fair.
I would still love you, just...
Not that much.
Oh!
What was that?
This stupid piece of flour is not working.
Oh my gosh. You addict.
I'm sorry, but there's all these sexy people.
Again, welcome to the tangent. I'm with the fangirl.
Shut up.
Well...
No, but I honestly cannot find any of my paintbrushes. They have all just disappeared. I found one.
Where you last put them?
I don't know where I last put them. I just found one, but it's really big. I need the little ones.
So you didn't throw them out?
I am not sure, actually. I don't think I did, but... I can never really remember... Sky Joe says I'm the first person to ever notice Holly.
Who?
Where did you tell her about that? Because I brought it up when she first showed me before she uploaded it.
I know. Well, no, I just told her. I just left a comment on it during the tangent. And she was like, oh, you know, no one else is. Are you the first person to say that? And I was like, Zionin noticed it, you know, too. But he just didn't.
When she sent it to me before she uploaded it, I pointed it out. She just likes you better.
I guess so.
I'm her little Emma.
I am. I'm her little Emma. Ow.
Now you know how it feels, don't you?
To hiccup?
Yes.
Oh, God. I was so ignorant before. Oh, God. This pain is unparalleled. Ooh.
Okay. Yes.
You're not a dinosaur.
Yes, we are.
You can speak English. Or educated American.
Oh dear.
It's gonna be like that. I'm just drying you out with music.
I'm already drying myself out with music.
Oh.
sorry, la 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 la.
That's drowning you out with music.
Whee! Whoosh! Nice!
You can actually talk now.
No.
How about now?
Oh, no, I'm still spaced out. Wonderful.
Okay, I'm putting the music back on then.
Well, thanks for the music. I'm okay with it.
If you're not actually going to speak in words anyone can understand, what's the point of this actual podcast? We can just end it now.
I don't care. I'm tired. We can end the show if you want to.
Now I'm just wondering, if you've broken down into illegible speak, is there any point continuing? Unless you just want the oral tangent to be about words you cannot understand.
Wow. Oral tangent.
Oh, God, ow.
Wonderful, thank you yourself. Just perfect.
You just got up.
I haven't practiced Lucky Star in like forever. I just realized that.
For you. The world's going to end now.
No, I just forgot to practice.
Oh, what a shame. The shame of it all.
No, we need to practice for JFAX.
Oh, no.
It's important.
Whatever will happen.
Huh?
Oh, whatever will happen.
We won't be able to participate and do the dance. That's important.
That would be a shame.
It will.
The world will never be the same because you weren't able to dance. Oh, no. Because your idea is so original, another 50 other people aren't going to do it, are they?
No, that's why we're doing it. Duh.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh. Oh, ooh, I'm stupid.
Oh, really?
Yep. I just almost broke this little thing. I'm glad I didn't, though, because this one is Zionin's.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We're gonna be sarcastic. We can just end the show. We're not really going anywhere, anyways. It sort of, like, died.
It died. It was gone.
Someone? Huh?
It died and I died.
Yep.
It's your fault.
Yep.
Oh. Guys, it's been a year. I'm sure you have more stuff you can talk about. Since you're not interested, let's do a podcast now.
And then we did.
Yeah, it should be a bit longer, though.
How long is it?
I don't know. It doesn't tell me.
It's gotta be a little over an hour.
Considering I was gone for half an hour, not 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. When you said 10 minutes, I was like, no. Well, the trip earrings are done.
You gonna get into more details about that?
Oh, wait, should I talk about that?
I don't see why not.
Alright, basically I made some, Don't Trip fan art for Sky Joe in the form of earrings. So I actually made the little trip pills. They're, you know, the little green and white ones, and they say trip on them. I'm actually wearing a pair right now. They're quite cool. And then Sky Joe's pair is drying as we speak. They're a little bit bigger than mine.
Do we get some photo of these earrings?
I told you my camera was, like, not working. I have a photo.
Go on, then. Photo us.
It's not working. I tried. If I can get it to upload, I'll make that the screenshot for the, episode. But yeah, so I'm making, those, and then I made Zionan a little trip charm. It's much bigger than the earrings, and it's a little phone charm. And then I'm making little... No, it's not that big.
Damn. You know what you should have made? You should have made the little swords.
That would have been neat. I might do that next.
I call dibs on snow sword. But then I'm sure Skyjo would want snow sword because that's her favorite.
This is true.
We'll just have to split the matching swords. What's your preference, black or white?
Black.
Well, I'll have the white ones.
Okay.
Okay, we've done a cumulative 50... Just over an hour.
That's pretty good.
So to fill time, we shall play the old clip.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't it like... Afternoon, yes, I know. I didn't get to sleep till around 4.
This is weird.
This way we can make it 2 hours long.
Oh, God.
If you haven't got anything to say, I'll put the clip back on. Is that all for the clip? Okay.
No, wait, oh god, no! I don't know, I'm just gonna try and get my camera to work. Talk amongst yourselves.
You make it sound like there's a whole bunch of us.
Yeah.
So now Emma's not listening. Yes, she doesn't.
I am, I'm sorry, there's like multiple things going on.
Late.
Well, then take some things off the list and pay attention to us.
Like, do you agree how lame Emma is? Threatening to cut people's hair, bullying them.
Yeah, she's horrible.
Just completely lame.
I can hear you!
Really? Wow, that's amazing. I didn't know your ears even worked.
I'm gonna get too busy focusing on your camera.
Hey, you know what? You want the picture.
Well, at least I thought you could multitask. It's not like you need your mouth to fix your camera.
No, but...
Well...
It takes... When I'm focusing on something, I can only do, like, one thing at a time.
Ah.
I can sit here, play on my guitar, and talk to you at the same time.
Brilliant.
And you can't even turn on a camera and talk.
Well, I'm messing with the camera part on the computer because it's being stupid.
And why don't you just open it as a mass storage drive and just drag it out?
It's not working. Ow.
Welcome to Oral Tangent. We have all your technical problems here, and we don't help you with them.
Ouch. Okay.
I love how I can see every single one of your breaths, Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you breathe, it goes right into the camera, so... or the mic, so your little audio thingy goes up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's funny.
No consideration. Not even a Darth Vader voice either. I love that anime you were talking about.
Which one?
D something.
Danny Coyle?
That's the one.
Oh dear. I'm sorry, that. Danny Coyle. Daniel Coyle is awesome. Go check that out, everyone. Yeah. It's very good.
Oof. Sky just said I only have to watch the 12th and 13th episodes because that is cool.
Probably, yeah.
But it would be a lot less confusing if I watched the full in order.
I guess.
Maybe, perhaps.
It's still kind of confusing no matter what you do.
Maybe just because you're simple-minded.
Maybe.
Most probably. I've been going through lots of Game Boy games lately.
Like what?
No.
What happened?
She just screams randomly.
Well, my internet has been really weird. Every single time that I hit, like, the down button to make the screen, you know, scroll, it'll go all the way to the bottom, and then it'll go all the way back up. And I'm not even touching it anymore.
That's because it drags.
That's terrible.
You have a dodgy.
Shut up! Quit laughing! Ugh. Ooh, damn, that has hurt.
What does?
A Wendigo has just been burned to crisp.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm watching a television show.
What are you watching?
Supernatural. You see a lot of...
Did people... I really have to ask?
Yeah, come on. What else would I be watching right now? Ugh.
I don't know. A Fruit Loops commercial. That hurts.
I just want to bring everyone else into this as well and just turn it into a whole little social gathering.
Oh, I know what I can talk about. Alright, Alyssa, I know you've seen Howl's Moving Castle, correct?
Wow, what an insulting question. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just restating that fact. Zai, have you seen Howl's Moving Castle?
Yep, long, long ago.
Alright, have either of you read it?
Yes.
Alright. Zai, did you ever read the book?
Nope. Couldn't give a damn.
Alright, well... Ah, it's so amazing. It's better than the movie.
Couldn't give a damn.
You break my heart! Oh, God, it hurts. It burns. Painful.
Shut up. Anyways, I went to the library. Hold on a sec.
I was gonna say, I wonder what she did with a library.
I got a huge stack of books by the author of Howl's Moving Castle, Diane Wynne Jones. And I read this really good one called Conrad's Fate. It was interesting.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Did you read that?
I read most of it, but then I put it down and I had to give it back to the library.
That's really good. So yeah, if anyone's looking for something good to read, check out Diane Wynne Jones. Obviously read Howl's Moving Castle. It's absolutely brilliant.
Or
it's really
cool
fun.
To read, don't bother.
Huh?
Or if you're too cool to read, don't bother.
Yeah, just, you know, sleep until 4 like Simon.
Sleep until 4, though. I slept until 2. So, hey.
Whatever. Let's see what else.
That just made me lame an extra 10 points.
Whatever. God. Dark Lord of Durkholm is another really good one of hers. I believe that has a sequel. I haven't read it, though. I haven't been able to find it. What else is good of hers?
Welcome to Oral Geekness, where your host, British My Voice, is a geek.
I'm talking about a book. Jeez.
Exactly.
What should I talk about?
I don't know. Talking about books.
Tell me to talk.
But going in depth isn't.
I told them the title.
Yeah. Not the title.
Dark Lord of Durkholm's good. Howl's Moving Castle is good. Conrad's Fate. What's the other one of hers? Oh, The Game, I believe it's called. It's either The Game or just Game. That one's really good. It's nice and short.
Nice and short.
That was weird. I guess I was just listening to my own echo. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been doing too much lately. I've been playing Pokemon and stuff and working on art. I really need to get out a couple issues of Spire's story before I go off to England.
Yeah, you stupid evil person.
Once I hit Friday, I'm just seriously going to stop trying and I'm just going to be like, okay, I'm in England / JFax mode.
Yeah, die. Curse you.
Curse you.
For those of you who have no idea what Spire's story is, go on and check out my DeviantArt page. It's my comic featuring the mines. I've only got a few issues out because they actually take a while to make. What?
You're lazy.
No, they really do take a while to make.
How many pages does Spire's story if you make?
Huh? Like 7?
7. I have nearly finished my introductory chapter of 10 pages in like 3 days.
Yeah, well, I have other things I need to do as well, you know.
And you're saying I don't?
No, I'm just saying every time I've talked to you, you've been like sitting around the house.
But yeah, that kind of relates since I'm doing it now. I'm not pushing the line.
Now I'm working on these little iPod things. This is slow. Zainan, what have you been up to? Just list things.
List things. I've slept. Not eaten. Drunk water. Got a new phone.
Ooh, what'd you get?
A Nokia N95.
Cool.
One of those slidey phones.
I've got a slidey one, too.
Mine would have, like, 5-megapixel camera.
Nice. Mine's a 3.
And a extra 6 gigabyte memory card in it.
Jeez. Very nice.
I've also been working on games, been doing my comics, been chilling out after the whole end of my second year at university. I've gone out clubbing a few times.
Hello.
What?
Nothing, I'm just joking.
What's the hello for, huh? For that, you don't get to see any of the photos,
probably. I've already seen some of them.
Not all of them. Since there's a few that have done mine.
Oh, well, I saw the ones you just put up.
Also been to some surprise parties.
Ooh.
Which some of those photos are cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Waiting for Castle Crashers to come out.
Okay.
I don't know what you call. Not really, but I know. Slept. Watched movies. Played. Game Boy games. And that sounds good, actually, so far.
Nice. Alyssa, your turn.
What?
Describe life.
Oh my god, life is a horrible, beautiful, and amazing.
And just list everything you've done.
Go, now, 30 seconds.
What have I done? Okay, so let's 28, eat.
27.
Read and die. There you go. 4 words. And you missed it all because you counted half.
That's
26, 25.
3 words.
4.
Okay. I was just sitting there with like my fingers. I was like, wait, 1, 2. Wait, that's 3 words.
Yeah.
It's like when you have the spotlight now, say your 3 or 4 words again.
Oh god. Let me see, I was born, I ate, I read, I met you freaky people, and then I die. That's it, pretty much.
But you haven't died yet, so you couldn't have done that yet. And that's more than 3/4 words.
Oh.
And I doubt you were born within the last few weeks. Or you'd have great linguistical skills.
Actually, no, I don't.
Yeah, she really doesn't. It's
no,
really
funny. For a 3 or 4-year-old, you would.
Yeah, but not for a 17-year-old or however old she is.
I am 17. I finally figured that out.
Oh, you are?
I am 17, yes. It took me a while, but I finally figured out how old I was.
Good girl.
Did it take you 17 years?
Every time she thinks she's got it, she's always a hero.
Actually, no. When I was 16, I said that I was 12, so that's a bit more than a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
I know. It's even worse when I have no idea what school I go to.
What school do you go to? Actually, no, don't say it out loud.
It's my birthday in less than a month.
What?
Yep. And I'm not going to be able to see you, and you get upset with me for that.
I know.
That's...
Since I can't go all the
way, I'm ruining you.
Purposely blanking me.
Ruining your birthday.
Yeah. Ruining my life. I'm not going to say it. It'll be just like it was before.
Hmm. Yeah, my hammer's totally not working.
Four things.
It's just, it's not accepting pictures. I don't know why, maybe because I have Skype open or something.
Maybe it's just your memory's broken, you need to reformat it. That's what happened to me once.
It should be okay, it's like brand new.
Because the stop motion thing was like 900 pictures.
Jeez.
And then when it came to importing, because the camera's memory was a bit dodgy, I need to reformat it. And they said 20 odd.
Oh, man, that's almost noon.
So, go back and read the ritual. Which isn't just fun as exam. Just to
be fun.
Oh, you haven't seen the 3D one I did, have you?
The 3D model?
No, the actual 3D animation.
Oh, no, I haven't. What was that?
I don't get to see you. I think we should make this podcast out of spiffy now.
How?
With sound effects.
Okay, do it.
Give me a minute, let's it load. Till then, make your own sound effects at home, people. And now I have my very own
hold on a sec. Hold on.
I gotta tell you something. I got a girl pregnant.
This is bad!
Oh my god. Oh my god, I love that. Oh my god, I love that. That makes me laugh so freaking hard. Oh, no! I've been talking to Building, T-Man, and Robbie Dude a lot lately. Every time something happens that's like mildly bad, one of them will just scream, "Oh, no! Oh, this is bad!" Oh, it's so freaking funny. Blech. What is that? What is that?
It's like the sound effect.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot already. I was like, wait, what?
Well done, well done. Thank you for forgetting.
Wow.
That can actually make you sound funny now.
You jerk. Stop it! Yes, quite. Thank you.
Fans.
Huh?
The palace of God's fans.
This is going nowhere. We should use that one frequently. Yeah. Too frequently. No, stop. I'm not even really talking about anything specific.
Do you have anything specific to talk about?
No. This is a show that never ends. It just goes on and on, my friends.
I think it should be since we haven't been on for a year.
Huh?
I think it should kind of go on for a bit since we've been on for a year. And any fans we would have got accumulated in that second time you were there have now disappeared.
That's true. Oh, hey, that's our original intro.
Yeah, I made stuff with all these.
I love that. I'm just gonna play random music. I love that so much. Get under the desk! Get under the desk!
Oh my goodness.
Welcome to Tangent. There you go, we've got a new theme song.
Just what?
That out, stick it at the beginning. Bob's your uncle with that.
Jocelyn, she's got eyes for me. She might just want my bones to see. Hey, Flathead, don't you get me? She's second best kill that I've ever seen. Don't come much more sick than you. I could get one if you want me to. She's so wrong, so very nice. And I told you once, and you killed me twice. Sewing one day on the back of a club. Chewing on glass and a ticket stub. We should somehow make that our new intro. I love Flathead.
Well, we can't release any of this music unless you have written permission.
That sucks. Vitellis, why don't you love me? What is that?
They have five ballad bass.
Oh my god, I know what our theme song should be.
What?
Should be this.
What?
This.
What's the one I'm messing around now on the keyboard with?
No, this. Listen. No. No.
I don't think
so. Oh, far and wide. Pokemon to understand the power that's inside.
Oh my god, no.
I'm sure it's my destiny. Oh, you're my best friend in a world we must defend. Gotta catch up, I'm so true. No. Oh, you teach me and I'll teach you. Hold me more. So that shouldn't be our theme song.
No.
Oh, God. Somebody cute me.
It's like a red light. Not happening.
Oh.
That song is vetoed.
Perfect.
Okay. People are going to listen to this just because we're going to post that I sang the original Pokemon theme song about 2 hours in.
Nah.
Let's do karaoke. Let's do karaoke.
Just go to YouTube for the video.
Yeah, but no, I didn't sing it. It's better when I sing it. Because I, like, scream it. It's obviously better.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But if you want corny old music for the theme song.
Woo!
How about one straight from, what is it, 1987?
Where? Alyssa and I can sing Hada Hada Yukai.
Oh, God.
No.
We seriously know how, though. What? No.
If you're going to play the Pokemon theme.
That makes it pretty much open.
You got
All right, too far. Oh, wait, you know what? Stop it. No. You know what I just realized? Shut up! If Ian is still listening to us, I know the ultimate thing that, like, kills him every time.
What?
It's really easy, too. It's this. I kid you not, this kills him. Hey, Melissa, Waka waka for Osaka.
Fine. If you want to do completely annoying songs.
Oh, yeah. I love annoying songs.
You'll love this one.
I forgot how much I love this, actually.
Oh, God.
Waka Laka is really fun for DDR, actually. Yes! I freaking love Crumble Dancing. Kid you not.
He's like, oh shit.
I sit there and I do the dance every single time.
Yes.
Yep.
I do the dance even when I don't hear the music.
I know, me too!
He's like, I'm dying. No,
I do it
every time. I do it every time.
Stuff's the best. I love the Super Smash Bros. Brawl version. I love that.
What song were you on about?
Huh?
What Brawl song were you on about?
Oh, no, the Super Smash Bros. Brawl Caramel Dancing. Here. It's cute. I want to sing Pokemon again.
But why?
It's so much fun to sing. This is a good song. It's by The Creep Show. It's called Zombies Ate Her Brain.
You told me about that one before.
Yep.
And I still went, it's crap.
Awkward Pups!
With this, I have the power to censor this podcast.
Oh, super rad, super rad, super rad, super rad, super rad. Can this be our theme song, please, 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 please?
Okay.
No.
Why? Super rad's amazing.
What is super rad?
Uncle Bats! Uncle Bats!
No.
Aquapets is amazing.
I won't disagree that they're good, but we cannot use it.
Was a tall friend. You have too many friends. They're all just, like, freaking out. Their belts are activating, and they just, like, start getting yanked around. Let's see. Will it blend Chuck Norris? I am not watching that. What else random can we listen to? We can listen to Ian whine, but that's no fun. No one's ever enjoyed that. Yay, I have notes. That's the best!
So will you be reading your notes out to the world?
No.
Why?
Because they're private.
Why can you get anything private?
I hear birds!
Birdies, 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 the birds! Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I know what we have to play. I know what we have to play. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Yes! Listen to this, this is so funny.
Bird.
Hey, look, baby, that's a rock.
Bird.
Hey, look, baby, that's a tree.
Bird.
It looks like a flower.
Bird.
That's not a bird. No, bird.
Oh my gosh. Have you guys ever watched the Bambi Flash in 60 Seconds?
No. We're not playing Bambi for the theme song.
No, 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 no. I don't even know how to explain this. It's just like...
The original's on Newgrounds.
Bambi. I didn't know you could fly. Bird!
Yeah, the original's on Newgrounds. It's in better quality as well.
Yeah. That was the really short version. What the? This is messed up.
Then what does that make you, since you're the one who's spreading the links around?
No, I was talking about another thing. It was like Bambi versus Godzilla, and I was like, what?
What, when you get to watch Bambi for a few minutes, and then out of nowhere, Godzilla squishes him?
Yay!
I'm sorry if I ruined that for anyone.
I don't think anyone really cares.
I was being sarcastic again. You really are brain dead today, aren't you?
I'm not really paying attention to stuff, so yes, whatever you just said.
Welcome to Oral Tangent, the podcast behind the podcast. You get to see how mean she really is.
Hard!
And how brain retarded she is as well.
I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was.
Please, come on, need I say any more?
Catch that viral test. Your dream is my cause. The triple crystal net. Searching far and wide. Paw, paw, paw. I love that. It's like the, ow, my neck. Oh,
it's
geez.
Irony. It's karma getting to you for singing that evil song.
So it's a good song.
Welcome to Oral Tangent. We bring you dead air, but with other people.
Dead air! This air is dead! Clear! This is... I don't know
it's
what to do.
Right. We've lost him.
Random explosion. Meow. I honestly cannot get that out of my head now.
You suck, girl. You suck.
You know I'm just going to do that at JFAX.
No! Oh, God, please don't. Oh, God, my brain.
Well, if you want to stand up, that'll definitely get you standing out.
I'm just going to stand up on a statue and be like, I will travel across the land. And everyone will just, like, join in. And then yeah, I'll just hit someone in the face with a Pokeball.
And you can do that because you'll be Haruhi and everyone will just be like, that's just her being crazy and insane again.
Yep.
And then anyone who actually knows you for you will go, ah, that's Emma. What do you expect?
Meow.
Zionette, if you could be any kind of dinosaur, what kind would you be?
The one which doesn't die?
Wrong answer!
No. I know, you want me to do a segue and say a magical Leoplerodon. But no, I'm not.
Oh my gosh, no, I wasn't even thinking about that. That's hilarious. It's a Leoplerodon, Charlie! A magical Leoplerodon! I guess the thing.
I'm surprised you haven't talked about they've actually released a sequel to it, huh?
Because I went around school telling, like, the same three people over and over and over again that they released a sequel to that. And every time I told someone, they're like, you told me 5 minutes ago. There's a sequel to Charlie the Unicorn. Now the masses know.
Like they didn't know before, because the masses clearly come to us, who haven't been around for a year for news.
Hehe.
Well, less than a year. Roughly a year.
Meow.
I can't get it out of my head!
You suck. Play something else. Something else, please.
Ah. Oh, God.
I have it.
Okay. Wait, no! I know.
No, what?
I know what to do, I know what to do. Ah, I can't believe it.
Oh, God.
Where'd it go, where'd it go? No. Down, 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 down. Yes! Here we go. The ultimate.
Okay.
This gets anything out of my head.
Miko Miko Nurse, everyone. Miko Miko Nurse.
I actually don't know the words to this.
Anyway,
that was Miko Miko Nurse.
Oh.
Most annoying things out there.
Haha. Well, Pokemon is sort of out of my head.
Let's see, what else can I play to get rid of your crappiness? Thank you. A rather old, old classic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I told you it was really old. Ooh, let's put on some decent music from an anime.
The correct answer was Night of Fire.
I didn't put it in the form of a question.
I did.
But I was the one speaking.
Exactly. This is so hard to dance to. I don't know how anyone is going to do this at JFAX. Every time I watch this, I'm like, no way.
And they're the people
so
that
funny.
Don't need gravity.
It's so random.
How is it random?
The dance? It's just, I can't follow it. If
just
someone taught me, I could do it.
You can't follow it. Doesn't make it random.
Huh?
You can't follow a lot of things. That doesn't make them random.
Ah, you're being mean today.
How?
I'm joking. Calm down. Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Ah!
Oh no, not an R. Whatever will I do? I can boo you out. Welcome to the heavy metal organ. It doesn't really sound that heavy metal. I am disappointed in this one.
Sounds like an organ. Oh god. What is this? It's Night of Fire.
I don't know what Night of Fire is. Are you kidding me?
I don't know what it is either. And they're doing it at JFAX.
This looks terrifying.
What?
Too scary. Looks so much easier than Hada Hada Yukai,
but it's not. It's.
Ha ha ha!
top down weather.
Sorry, I need that mic.
This is your fashion.
Yeah,
it's
like it. Relax.
No, it's the fact I can't hear it.
Oh. It's because Alyssa's playing it on her computer. She's just watching it. She's not trying to play it for the cast.
Sorry, yeah, that does look a whole lot better or easier to do than okay.
Hey, you learned it.
Baby, you are! You are. Babe, you too!
Whoa!
Keep it PG 12.
That's
kidding.
Why I'm censoring it.
You're censoring stuff that doesn't need to be censored.
I'm censoring you.
Wow. But yeah, that does look a lot easier than, how to you guys.
I don't know. I think it's really hard. But then again, there aren't really any instructional videos that I could find.
There is one thing. Let me see this. Here. How about we save so I can watch it later? Lessons start. Okay.
Welcome to Oral Tangent. If you want to dance like a popular anime character, contact British My Voice. She won't know at all. Ever.
This guy scares me.
Oh, thank you too. It's not like I don't have anything better I could possibly be doing at the moment.
I'm sorry, do you want to go?
It's just the fact you haven't got anything to say, yet you wanted to do a podcast.
Hey, started out good. How long have we had?
I don't know.
Oh, God. That's terrifying.
What is?
Watching the fat man try and teach us how to do a night of fire. Wearing that Speedo and the short shirt. Oh. Terrifying.
And you call me weird that you're watching a big fat guy in a speedo with a short shirt.
Hey, I'm not watching it anymore. That thing just scared me. I'm gonna have nightmares.
You were watching it. And you have the gall to call me weird.
Well, I never called you weird. That was probably Emma. I had no idea how you're weird.
Simon's not weird, he's cool.
Scary.
He doesn't know how to do it. There's not
the guy in the speedo and the short shirt.
Now that's stuck in my head. Yeah!
Sweet. God, I want that stupid car! I'm sorry, but the Chevy Impala 1967 is the hottest freaking car I think I've ever seen, which is ridiculous.
I've never heard you talk about cars like that.
Because I don't care about cars.
I've heard you talk about a lot of other things like that, but not cars.
Oh, the car is just, like, awesome. And the fact that its trunk is so freaking huge you can stick a body in it, like, two.
Yeah,
that's where the real appeal is. Yeah, I forgot to mention,
Yeah. It doesn't really help your case at all.
Sorry.
Oh well, no more sound effects. So, host of this podcast, say something.
Something. Say more than something, please.
More than something.
Something worse.
You missed a word.
Please.
There you go.
Die.
Welcome to Oral Tangent. We don't have a next season. We're cancelled.
We can't get cancelled. We run this.
I can cancel it.
Let's go.
Welcome to the end of Oral Tangent.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is a really long episode. We had better get some sort of general comments about this.
Yeah, it'll be off Ian saying, oh my god, the bit rate was way too high and it was way too long, not really talking about anything. It made my old computer bleed. Isn't that what's
going on? Because Ian's a whiner. Ian whines.
Whine?
Nervous flyer? How'd you know? Hey, come on! What's the chances you could die? What? 1 out of 20,000? Oh yeah, that helps a lot, you stupid ass!
Stop quoting stuff.
I'm the sanest person here. I'm not saying something.
I love that guy's hair. He looks like Einstein. Ooh, demon coming out of the pipes. Ooh, what was that? I think just went. La 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 la.
Does this really qualify as for people's tangent, considering we have someone else here as well? I guess not.
What? Sorry.
Does this really qualify as a people's tangent since we have someone else here?
Oh, score! Woo!
I'll take that as a yes, then. Welcome to the very last people's tangent ever. We won't be back next year.
No, we will. I'll podcast some more when I get back and talk about England and everything. And JFAX.
And I just think you're remarkably boring because I've already been to... I live in England.
Well, I am going to 3 other countries.
So you'll only be, like, 3/4 interesting. No, you have to go to JFACT and do a video podcast.
Wish I could.
Well, I'm sure one of your friends has a camera with a video capability. Nah?
I do.
Well,
we all do. We're super techno cool that way.
There you go. You can fill in my place. You are now dubbed podcast person.
What is this noise? What are you doing? How?
You are not.
What just happened?
Co-host.
A plane crashing. That's all. Nothing important.
You are now dubbed co-host for video podcasting.
Okay.
And there's the little blip.
Blip. The plane is crashing! The plane is crashing! Oh, newsies! Oh, you poor pissful people.
Whoa, Danu Coyle. I hear Danu Coyle.
I told you I had it.
Yeah. How do you spell that?
D-E-N-N-O-U. Coyle.
No, this has just D-E-N-N-O. Coyle.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that like the opening?
Yeah.
You're listening to the opening theme song right now.
What bits am I listening to now? Or now.
Stop it! Aww.
if only my friend had Skype, I could get her on as well. And I wouldn't be the only British person here. But alas, woe is me. It is not probable.
Man, I don't even know what to talk about. It's already freaking noon. We should end this.
Yes, let's end this on a permanent basis.
No!
No! Why'd that be painful?
It's too much fun.
But you said let's end...
Besides, all sense is fucking painful.
Okay, let's end this on a penultimate basis.
I don't know what you just said.
Basically, after JFAX, that's it. It's over.
Oh, no, we're not going to end the show.
Penultimate.
Penultimate. It's not up to you whether we end the show or not.
It's up to me whether I stay a part of this show.
That's true.
Oh, damn, we have no contracts.
All right, well, this has been an extremely long oral tangent. I'm British my voice. And apparently no one else is going to say anything. So with us today, we've had Alyssa.
Hey. Renee.
And we have had my awesome co-host in England, Zion Man. So I'm going to press this little red button here. And that will end the fourth episode of Oral Tangent.
In three years.
All
right. Wow, you are sad, Emma.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Sad. All
right, this has been Oral Tangent, episode 4.
Bye. Bye.